After a conference on Prophet Muhammad, these women have gathered here at the city center of the port city of Karachi to condemn the provocative act of Zionist American producer and a French satirical Charlie Hebdo who did the blasphemy of a Prophet Muhammad. These furious demonstrators here have once again called on the Muslim world to expel the French and U.S. ambassadors from their countries and stand united for an international legislation which prevents insulting any religion or prophet. Chanting anti-American and anti-West slogans, protesters demanded to cut all diplomatic ties with U.S. and French governments, who they say are using free speech to shield the perpetrators.
We all Christians in Pakistan really condemn this movie and the propaganda behind this movie. Actually, Tari John wants to, you know, create a negative situations in the world.
All of us here, we demand that there must be a limit to freedom of speech. There should be a law to stop such people.
There should be a strong law. If there can be a law for Holocaust, there should be a law for Muslims to ban that kind of movies, to ban such cartoons. Because we have emotions, we have love for our Prophet. We cannot let people do things again and again and play with our emotions.
Participants have also slammed the inappropriate response of the Muslim world and demanded to put economic pressure on the Western economies and stop selling them cheap oil.
There should be. That is the main problem. If they had an international legislation, these mad people wouldn't be saying these things to us. The main point is the legislation. If you would have had proper law for these things, no one would dare to do a thing like this.
We are here to protest against the blasphemous act of the people who want to hurt the feelings of the Muslim Ummah.
We demand the rulers of Muslim world that they should expel all the ambassadors of U.S. as a protest against this blasphemous film. And we demand the Muslim rulers to raise the voice in the United Nations effectively. We demand them to pass a law against this film. We demand them to condemn U.S. products, to ban U.S. products until they make a law, they make an international law against the blasphemy of all the prophets.
The movie and caricatures have outraged Muslims across the globe. And in Pakistan alone, over a dozen people were killed and over 40 were critically wounded in a recent violent protest sparked by this movie, which experts here believe is a serious threat to the global peace. Muhammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.